back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today on Rehana's Cuisines, I am going to be doing my most popular recipe, which I've been getting a lot of emails from people that want to get the recipe for this. This is a very simple baked tandoori chicken, but it is not the authentic tandoori chicken, because if we were making the authentic tandoori chicken, we would need a tandoor oven. So we're going to start off. They are very basic ingredients here, and I'm going to show you the ingredients and then we're going to get started. So here I have one whole chicken, which I have cut and cleaned, and I have it in pieces. And you can use the chicken breast if you want. Before I start explaining all the ingredients to you, I'm going to go back and make sure my oven is on preheating at 400 degrees, and it's already preheated, so you want to make sure that your oven is nice and hot when you get this started. Now we'll be using olive oil. Any good olive oil will work. I have 2 tablespoons of fresh garlic and fresh ginger, which are pureed. I have 2 tablespoons of tandoori masala. I have 2 tablespoons of paprika, 1 tablespoon of lemon pepper, and 1 tablespoon of amchur powder, which is also known as mango powder. But folks, if you cannot get a hold of amchur powder or mango powder, just omit it. It will not affect the recipe. Then I have dried parsley flakes that we're just going to use half of it inside the recipe, and then we're going to use the other half for the garnishing. Then we have our salt, our pepper, and I've got 1.5 cups of sour cream, and you can substitute that for fat-free sour cream if you choose. So let's get started with our marinade. What we're going to do here is we're just going to mix our sour cream until it's nice and creamy. And then we're gonna add all our spices and everything in here. So we have the garlic and ginger. We have the tandoori masala. The paprika. The lemon pepper and the amchur powder all goes in here. I'm also gonna add about 1 tablespoon of salt, fresh pepper, and we're gonna mix this really well. Now you just want to be careful you don't get this in on your clothes or anything white, because the color of the tandoori masala is really hard to take out of clothes and stuff. So you just want to be careful you don't get this. In fact, I'm just going to hold it like so. I think it's going to get a better grip. So we've got all our ingredients, all our spices incorporated in here. Now we're gonna put some olive oil. Into our chicken, and I'm not gonna measure, I just kind of eyeball about 1 tablespoon of olive oil in there. Just helps moisten up the chicken. And then while I have the olive oil, I'm just gonna pour some right on my dish here, just about 1/2 tablespoon maybe, and I'm just gonna take this and spread it around my brush. And I like to foil line my trays just so it's really easy cleanup. All right, so we've got our marinade. What I'm gonna do now is I am gonna put my marinade all into the chicken. I'm going to use a spatula to get all the marinade off of the bowl, because remember, you don't want to waste any of the marinade. The taste is all in this marinade here. All Alright. Just gonna get it off of the spoon here. I'm gonna try and see if I can stir it with the spatula, otherwise I might have to use my spoon again. So let's see. Oh, I think we should be fine. So we're just gonna give it a toss. Now, you know, usually I marinate this for about half an hour. And if you can, it would be really good if you can marinate it overnight. So I've got this mixed really, really well. What I'm gonna do now is we're gonna transfer it onto our baking dish, and that's it. That's how simple this recipe is. So we have all our chicken into the pan, and I'm just gonna take my dried parsley leaves, sprinkle it on top. Here we go, and then I'm gonna stick it in the oven. But before I stick it in the oven, I have a very important tip. You see the bowl that we used, I cleared all that out, but you wanna wash your utensils very, very carefully and really well, that you don't wanna use, you know, like you don't wanna use the same tongs here for when the chicken is done. So you wanna wash all your utensils because you don't wanna cross-contaminate the chicken. So when we come back, I'm going to show you how this chicken has turned out, and we're going to go ahead and plate it. So I'll see you in a little bit. All right, welcome back. Our chicken is all done. I want you to follow me over to the oven, and I want you to see. What I did was, when my chicken was done, it took about 45 minutes in the oven. I turned my broiler on, and it's just been broiling for about 5 seconds. Look at that. It's just char-broiled. So we're all done. I'm gonna shut this off real quick. Take this out. Look at it. I have not opened the oven through the 45 minutes that we baked this. It has been sitting in there. It has been cooking and doing its own thing. Shut this real quick, okay? So now we're gonna go ahead and plate these. And I really like them char-broiled. We can't barbecue out in the winter time outside, so this is kind of a way to kind of say, well, we can barbecue in the house. So the char-broiled really tastes good, and it just gives it a really good aroma. So we're gonna go ahead and plate all these in our plate, and then I'll show you what I'm gonna do also with the gravy, because we're gonna go ahead and paint the gravy back on there. There we go, and I'm going to be serving this tonight for my family with French fries, green chutney, and my favorite, ketchup. I can't do without ketchup. I eat ketchup with everything. All right, now, see how we have all this marinade there? We don't want to waste any of the marinade. We're going to, like I said, I'm going to show you how we're going to paint them back on there. So we're going to take our spatula and just get all the marinade off of the cookie sheet here, or the baking pan. And I'm just going to put it right on top of our chicken here. And you can either use a pastry brush to spread them, or I can just use the spatula. There we go. Let me use the paintbrush here and see, just to show you. There we go. Now what we're gonna do is my favorite garnishing. So we just have some dried parsley here that we're just gonna flake on top of everything. And then we're gonna come back with our paprika, and we don't need to put any on the red, but just on the French fries. And there you have it. I hope you enjoyed this dish as much as my family does. Thank you for watching this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here on the next episode with another great recipe. See you then.